I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. So a lot of ways in life to be successful, and this is one of them. Tuning into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of showing up, putting in the work, putting yourself out there continuously, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive. And on top of that, a huge dose of personal initiative, the energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. Putting all this together, we have the mindset and the podcast we call Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Today's topic is how to get your name out there. How do you get yourself known? How do you get the exposure, the attention? How do you get people knowing who you are, knowing about what you do, giving a damn about what you do and anything that you do? A lot of people ask me about gaining attention these days. People ask me, well, Dre, if you were to start building your brand from scratch today, how would you do it? Or Dre, I play this sport and I want to get more seen. I want to get scouted by pro scouts, or I want to get scouted by a college scout. So I just want people to know who I am. I want to get more attention to my new YouTube channel. I want people to subscribe to my new podcast. I want people to come and click over to my website. I want people to buy my products over on my e-commerce platform. Whatever it is, a lot of people are out there looking for attention these days. Can we agree with that? So how do you get your name out there? That's what we're talking about here today, because since everyone's asking about exposure, attention, getting seen, scouted, etc., it is actually a very good question, because as I've talked about in a previous episode of this podcast, attention is at a premium in our lives. Just the times that I've talked about attention alone on this podcast, getting the right kind of attention was episode number 587. Attention being the new money is episode number 444. Three principles of creating attention was episode number 212. You can listen to all of those just by going to DreAllDay.com/podcast or DreAllDay/the number of the episode that I just mentioned. Again, that was 587, 444, 444, and 212. And today's topic again is how do you get your name out there? Because attention is at a premium in the life we live right now. So many different options of things we could be giving our attention to. How do you get someone to take their limited amount of attention with unlimited options and give it to you? This is how. Number one, you start off by charging a price that everybody agrees with. There is one price that everyone in the world agrees with, that they will gladly exchange whatever they need to exchange to get what you're offering when you offer something at the one price, the universal price that everyone agrees on. That is the price of free. Yes, the price of free. Now, you're thinking right now, those of you who are thinking on the business side of things, well, how am I ever going to make money? How am I going to pay my bills? How can I make a business out of this? How can I take care of myself and sustain myself if I'm doing everything for free? Dre, I know you're already thinking of that objection, but just hear out everything I'm going to say here, because there's yet to be an episode of this podcast where I told you what without explaining to you the how. Charging the price that everyone agrees with, which is free. At the price of free, this is the thing. You will always have a chance, and you will always have plenty of platforms who will welcome you with open arms. When you charge free, there will always be an opportunity for you to put yourself out there. There's no barrier when you're charging free. Now, if you start charging money, you could charge a dollar and you have a barrier, because not everybody wants to reach in their pocket for that dollar. Not everybody wants to give you their debit card info to get that dollar. But when you're charging free, you will always have a chance. There will always be someone who's willing to at least see what it is you have going on when it's free. And there will always be plenty of platforms that you can put yourself out there on when the offer is being made. I'm giving you this for free, whatever it is that you're offering. Pictures, a blog, a book, a podcast, whatever it happens to be. It amazes me these days, because I talk to a lot of people who are trying to get their name out there in many different avenues. It amazes me how many people want to be paid for skills which they have yet to prove. So many people want to be paid for unproven skill. Unproven skill, no testimonials, no recommendations, no track record, no resume of you actually displaying your skill. But because you say you have skill, you think you should be paid for your skill. And when I say be paid, I don't only mean money. I mean someone thinking they deserve a certain position or a certain amount of opportunity or a certain portion of another person's attention just because you say you have skills, or you say you want an opportunity, or you say you really need this, or it could change your life, or you're just looking for someone to help you out. Listen, nobody wants to hear any of that. If you have not proven your skill, if your skills are not proven, if you do not have a resume, you know what a resume is? It's a list of things you have achieved. Usually the things that you've done well. You usually don't put the things you have not done well on your resume. A resume is a list of things you have achieved in a satisfactory or higher clip. If you don't have a resume, if you don't have a proven track record, you should be offering your skills for free until that track record is proven, until you start to build a resume. And as you build a resume, then maybe your price can go up a little bit. But understand that that takes time. We're talking years here. We're not talking one time. We're not talking a week. We're talking years that you got to build up your resume till you get to the point that, okay, this person is worth something because of this resume that they have compiled. So many people want to be paid for things that they haven't yet proven. All of life, understand people, all of life is not like the NBA or the NFL draft, where a rookie will get drafted and then get a contract, guaranteed contract for X amount of dollars before they have proven that they can actually play in the place that they've been drafted to. Yeah, you played well at the previous place, but that was a completely different level than the one that you're going to right now. And if you watch sports, you see not every NFL draft pick or NBA draft pick becomes an amazing player, even though they may be being paid amazingly. All of life is not like that. Most of life, actually, is not like the NBA draft or the NFL draft. You won't get paid at all until you prove you can play. All right, that's one of the few places where you don't have to prove you can play at that level before you start to get rewards. Almost everywhere else in life, you got to prove that you can play before you start getting the rewards. Point number two, today's topic again, is how to get your name out there. Shout your achievements from the mountaintops. This is point number two. Shout your achievements from the mountaintops. In other words, when you do good things, when you add to your resume, when you get another achievement, another accomplishment under your belt, when you put another thing on your track record that you have done and done well, make sure it is front and center in your presentation so other people can see it, know about it, experience it, and maybe look at you at a little bit higher level because of it. Shouting your achievements from the mountaintops does not mean you got to go find a mountain. I mean, I live in South Florida. There's no mountains. It's all flatlands here. What I mean is you got to put everything that you do when you get an achievement, make sure it's somewhere conspicuous that people can see it. Make sure it's somewhere that everybody will notice what you have achieved. It got to be front and center for people to see. If it happened and nobody sees it or hears about it or knows about it, did it actually happen? It might as well not have even happened. I mean, with some things in life, at least in this topic, when we're talking about getting your name out there, this is one of the areas where that exists. Okay, if it happens and nobody knows about it, it might as well not have happened. Courting attention at all costs is law number 6 of the 48 laws of power. But understand, In this sense, what we're talking about in this topic today, you want to court attention when you have done something that is worthy of being paid attention to. And I've talked about that idea many times in different episodes of the show. You don't want attention for doing nothing. You don't want people looking at you for something that you did not do well, something that was done unsatisfactorily. When you do something well, make sure people know about it. Put it on the front page of your website, put it in your Instagram bio, talk about it on your podcast, whatever. Put it on, print it up on a t-shirt and wear that t-shirt every day. Whatever you got to do to make sure people know about what you've achieved. Then, as you're letting people know about it, mentally, you got to still continue to move. You got to move on to the next thing, whatever that is, before this old thing gets stale. Move on to the next thing before the old thing gets stale. For example, I'm recording this in 2018. I stopped playing basketball professionally in 2015. I didn't want to, even by 2016, I knew I didn't want to still be talking about, hey, I used to play professional basketball, and somebody's going to ask me, well, if I say I used to play, usually eventually the question comes around to, when did you stop playing? I didn't want that date to be so far away from whenever it is I'm talking to a person that they're looking at me like, okay, you stopped playing at this time. Today, it's this time. Okay, it's been this gap of this much time since you played until today. Why is that the first thing coming out of your mouth? What have you done since? What have you achieved since? I wanted to make sure I started stacking my next achievement, my next accomplishment, the next thing that made me relevant to people, as soon as I was done playing basketball. I didn't want to be 3 years out of basketball and still talking about, hey, I played professional basketball. I did. I mean, it's not like it didn't happen, but I still want to have something going on today that makes me relevant to a person today. Okay, it's great that you used to play, but I mean, what you doing now? What have you done for me lately? This is the question that you got to be able to answer. So as you're shouting that achievement, whatever it is, that's great. Add it to your resume. Let it stay there, even if it's old. It could have been 10 years ago. It still actually happened. But move on to the next thing so that you remain current. Now, you don't want to be the dinosaur. You don't want to be the museum piece talking about what you did 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 12 months ago, 16 years ago, and you haven't done anything since that is noteworthy. That should be the oldest thing that you've achieved, should be the bottom thing on your resume. It should be a whole bunch of more current things going above it in ascending order, if you understand what I'm saying. Point number three. Today's topic, again, is how to get your name out there. Go to where you have not been invited. Yes, you heard this correctly. To get your name out there, this is point number three, go to where you have not been invited. Now, I'm giving you this as a metaphor, okay? I'm not telling you to go start crashing weddings or anything like that. What I mean is you can't just stay where people already know you, okay? This is not like Cheers. There used to be a TV show called Cheers where the theme song was talking about you want to go where everybody knows your name or where somebody knows your name. I didn't watch the show that many times, but that's what the theme song was about, going to where people already knew who you were. If the only places you go in life are the places where people already know you, how are you going to get your name out there? I don't see a way for that to be possible. Unless somebody who knows you there can go and shout your name out for you. But I think you'll do a better job shouting your name than anybody else will ever do shouting your name. No matter how great of a salesperson that person is, they aren't going to take their cues from you. If you don't want to shout your name, why would they want to do it? Point number three is going to where you have not been invited. Go to where nobody knows you. Maybe you don't have any type of resume to them. Maybe they don't even care what is on your resume. All they care about is what you can do right there at that spot when you show up to that place to which you were not invited and prove your game. I talked about proving your game in a previous episode of this podcast. If you notice, I use that phrase often when I'm talking here. I want to make sure that you're going back through these archives and using the stuff that I'm sharing with you, because I don't want it to be just, okay, I put it out that day, and if you missed it, you never got it, and you heard it one time, you're going to remember maybe 3% of what I said as I move on to the very next episode. Utilize this archive that I have here. That's episode number 550. If you cannot prove your game, you don't have any game. If you cannot prove your game, you don't have any game. It's episode number 550. If you want to learn what that means, you need to listen to that episode. You need to take notes on the episodes as you're listening. Don't just listen to me talk. Take notes so that you can remember this stuff. And when you're in school, you take notes, right? Why? Because when the test comes, you need to actually be able to recall the information that was given to you. It's the same thing here on this podcast. The only difference is the test is what we call life. Or it's not just a sheet of paper or a Scantron. I don't know if y'all still do Scantrons. We did those when I was in school. Life is the test, okay? And your grades is going to be reflected in your level of success, your level of achievement. Point number three, go to where you have not been invited. It's a metaphor. Go where people don't know you. Go where you are not known, go to places that you are not familiar with and prove yourself there. The more times you do that, the more your name will be getting known. Point number four. Today's topic, again, is how to get your name out there. Work on your game. Yes, this is point number four. Work on your game. Why? Nobody wants to hear or see or watch or experience an average performance, an average product, an average book, an average podcast. Nobody wants average. Nobody pays for average. Episode number 352. That's at dreallday.com/352. No one pays for mediocrity. When something is mediocre, people won't pay for it. And if somebody pays for something that turns out to be mediocre, I guarantee you they will not make that mistake twice. You don't want your name out there as being trash, or have your name out there as being a mediocre performer or mediocre in whatever it is that you do, because nobody's going to remember your name anyway. If your name's out there for being mediocre, eventually your name will be completely forgotten because you won't be around doing anything, because you won't have any clients, you won't have any customers, you won't have an audience of people who wants to hear, see, watch, feel, touch, taste, or experience anything that you're doing if you develop a reputation for mediocrity. Nobody pays for mediocrity, at least not on purpose. So what you need to do, point number four here, is work on your game. Have some actual skill, have a solid product, have something to say if you're going to turn on a mic, if you're going to get on the stage, if you're going to start writing on a piece of paper, if you're going to put it out at least, have something to say. Okay, and if you want to just do it for yourself, hey, go do your own thing. But if you're going to put it out for other people in a way that you think they should consume it, have something to say that's worth people's time, worth people's attention. Working on your game. Let's recap today's points, which is how to get your name out there. In anything you do, you want more people to know your name, this is what you do. Number one, charge the price that everyone agrees with, which is free, which means you will have an open platform immediately. You'll have plenty of opportunity and plenty of places that will welcome you with open arms if you're willing to share whatever it is you're doing, whatever you're offering, for free. Point number two. Shout your achievements from the mountaintops. When you have achievements, make sure people know about it. If you do not draw attention to the things you achieve, nobody will know you achieved them. Therefore, you will not be able to leverage them into better opportunities. Point number three, go to where you have not been invited, meaning show up in places. Put yourself out there in places where people don't already know you. No one has heard of you, even if you have to do so for free. You see how these all tie together? Where no one's heard of you, even if you got to do so for free, just so you can get yourself more attention, more people knowing your name. And while you're doing that, telling people about the things that, point number two, telling people about the things that you've done, and you're going to places where you haven't been invited and achieving more accomplishments, adding to your resume, make sure you're moving on to the next thing and next thing and next thing, so you stay up to date and current. You're not talking about something you did last year when, because you haven't done anything this year. And point number four, work on your game. Nobody pays for average, episode number 352. Nobody buys mediocre, at least not on purpose. You don't want your name out there as trash or as mediocre, because eventually a mediocre or a trash name becomes no name. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at dreallday.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at dreallday.com/game. That is dreallday.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.